With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Millions of people are traveling for the Christmas holiday. Jack Plack's traveling on Christmas Eve at Newark Liberty International Airport says it hasn't been that bad at the airport.
So far, it's been pretty smooth. The traffic into the airport has been fairly light, and it doesn't seem like the terminal is very crowded right now. I just noticed that the security checkpoint TSA pre-check line has an estimated wait time of only 5 minutes, so it seems like it's very light right now.
Leah Hartman says she traveled on the holiday because it's affordable.
I chose to travel on Christmas Eve because I think it was a cheaper option for the ticket. So, and trying to condense my travels to a few days because of work schedules. So, going pretty well. It takes forever to get to Newark from Manhattan, but I'm here, made it.
Travelers to Southern California are finding it more difficult because of the weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sherrard in the L.A. office says they're getting a lot of rain.
In the local area, we've had anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 inches of rain in lower elevations to as much as 5 to 9 inches in the higher terrain.
They're urging people in the area to stay off the roads. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he would be willing to withdraw troops from the country's eastern industrial heartland as part of a plan to end Russia's war if Moscow also pulls back and the area becomes demilitarized zones monitored by international forces. He made the proposal Tuesday in conversations with reporters. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 288 points, the Nasdaq rose 51, the S&P advanced 22. This is SRN News. A Texas judge wants the Supreme Court to reconsider gay marriage.
Waco Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley doesn't want to perform same-sex ceremonies and is asking the High Court to reverse its 2015 ruling, legalizing the practice nationwide. The lawsuit argues that, quote, officiating a wedding ceremony is speech, and the state is preventing Judge Hensley from engaging in this speech unless she agrees to perform homosexual marriages in violation of her Christian faith. Hensley and others say the states should decide on gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man living as a woman who's employed by the National Security Agency is suing the Trump administration. The man disputes the legality of President Trump's executive order that requires the federal government in all operations and printed materials to recognize only two immutable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. France says a pro-Russian hacking group has claimed responsibility for the cyber attack on France's National Postal Service.
Central computer systems at La Poste were knocked offline on Monday in a distributed denial of service after the claim by the cybercrime group known as No Name 057, French intelligence agency DGSI, took over the probe into the hacking attack. Paris prosecutors have told the AP the group has been accused of other cyber attacks in Europe, including around NATO summit in the Netherlands and French government sites. It was the target of a big European police operation earlier this year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Postal workers couldn't track packages and online payments were disrupted. France and European allies accuse Russia of waging hybrid warfare to undermine support for Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.